I was talking to a client yesterday, somebody who I have worked with to improve his copywriting. And he was talking about a book funnel that his business just launched. And he actually said that they have done about five times as many sales from this book funnel as they were expecting, as they were hoping for. So it's been a smashing success. And I figured, why not use that as inspiration to discuss how to build a book funnel, like how to build a book funnel, sales funnel. And that's what we're going to cover in today's episode.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so first off, what's a book funnel, right? A book funnel is a marketing funnel, a sales funnel, where the first offer is a book. It's a way to get a book in some way, shape, or form. Now, the reality is that most of the basic fundamental rules of creating a funnel apply whether you're selling a book as a front end or whatever, but books have a unique interest, a unique there's a unique X factor to a book funnel versus many other front end offers that you can put out there. So they kind of get their own special treatment. So why would you even put together a book funnel? Well, they work. They work really well to acquire cold traffic. So if you can target people inside your audience, inside your target market, and you can offer them a book, they tend to get a very high acceptance rate, a very high interest rate. They tend to have a very high conversion rate on that first sale. And one of the great things about it is when you're using a book funnel, you are acquiring buyers, like people who are whipping out their credit card and spending their first dollar with your business, which is the hardest dollar to make in a business, is that first dollar that you get from a customer. And a book, because it is such an easy sale, there's just this big advantage to having it out there as an initial as an initial thing that people are that thing that people are buying. And the great thing about it is your conversion rates, where on other cold traffic, your conversion rate usually, you're looking at somewhere from 1 to 4, 1 to 5%. Sometimes with a book funnel, you can go as high as like 10% or higher on cold traffic. And I've had, when I first launched one of my books, The Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid, I had about 70% conversion rate on warm traffic. So it was super high. Like once somebody was on that page, they were basically going to buy. But for even for cold traffic, you can have these high conversion rates of like, 10%. And books are awesome for credibility. If you're able to get a book out, it's just huge for credibility. There's some, again, like I'm saying X factor a lot. There's some X factor of books that we inherently assign credibility to somebody who has put out a book, whether we read it or not. So we see, oh, someone is an author. All right, well, they have this like extra level of credibility in my mind. Now, if you don't have a book, first off, I would say like there is an objection about books that oh, books won't work for my business because I'm not an information marketer. I don't sell. Well, if you do sell your expertise in any way, books can work for your business. But also, if your product or service is designed to solve a specific problem, having a book, even if it's a fairly short book, can be it can be a huge credibility booster. I've talked about J. Abraham's strategy of preeminence. It can establish you as like a preeminent authority in your marketplace on solving your problem. And so if you are in a market that maybe there's not a lot of people who publish books, or there's nobody who's published a book, but you are solving some kind of complex or challenging problem for people, it's a huge way to position yourself as a market leader. So if you don't have a book, certainly you can write one. Like you can sit down and you can write 1,000 words a day, and in a few months you can have a fairly significant book put together. You can also speak a book where you create the outline, you speak it, you can even have somebody interview you. Actually, for my books, like even as a writer, I've had people interview me to get at least a first draft, and then I've gone back and I've significantly edited that draft to make it as readable as I want, and to cover anything that I may have missed in doing the spoken version of the book. But you can speak a book. You can even, depending on what it means for your business, you can hire a ghostwriter, somebody who's going to pull the information out of you and turn it into a book, pull the stories out of you and turn it into a book. So when you do that, like regardless of how you get the content into the book format, it's going to display a certain expertise around the problem that your business solves or the opportunity. And so it's a very powerful thing to do. And you only have to do it once, and then it's there forever as an asset. So let's get back to the book funnel itself. So let's start with the offer, right? One of the most common ways to do a book funnel, and arguably it's one of the most effective, although everything that I'm going to talk to you about is an effective way to do it. And part of it's just going to be based on your decision. So the offer, kind of my default offer for a book funnel, is we will give you this book for free, and you just pay the shipping costs. You pay shipping and handling. And so there's a flat fee. Sometimes it's US and international. Some people, depending on, just their business choices, they do a flat shipping fee worldwide. And so you say, you get this book for free, just pay shipping and handling, and we'll get it out to you. And that is a very powerful offer, because you can say, get this book for free, free book, right? And it's a very attractive offer. And in the reality, like the economics of it, for my Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid, I charge $4.99 shipping for US or $11.99 shipping for international. And legitimately, like, people complain that I'm not giving away the book for free when I say it's a free book, but legitimately my costs of fulfillment are roughly that, right? It's roughly $5 for the US. And in fact, oftentimes I'm actually losing money on that. I'm losing money on every transaction, but oftentimes the shipping is very much in line with what I say the shipping costs are. So that's not artificially inflated. So that free plus shipping offer is a very powerful one, because you can offer the book for free. My friend and client, Perry Marshall, also for a very long time, for his 80-20 sales and marketing book, and I think that he still does it, he's offered his book for a penny, just pay shipping and handling. And it's kind of fun and kind of different, he has a picture of a penny, pay a penny, get this book for. And that's how the pricing is set up in his shopping cart. And then there's also a new thing that people are testing recently that seems to work about as well as the free plus shipping offer, which is just free shipping. Like, buy my book at this discounted price and I'll pay the shipping charges, right? And especially in light of Amazon offering, Prime shipping or free shipping for so many people, and different online retailers offering things for free shipping, just offering, making that offer and having free shipping, especially if you beat Amazon's price by a few pennies or a few dollars, it's an attractive offer by itself. And also it allows you to say free, which generally is a fairly good marketing term. Yeah. So the whole thing about these book funnels is your intent on that initial transaction. So talk about giving away the book for free, and I just went into a lot of details on that. The whole intent on that first transaction is really just to get them to enter their payment information and to spend their first dollar with you. So you don't want to actually give everything away for free. You don't want to give the, ebook version away for free, whatever. You need them to enter their credit card transaction, because everything about this hinges on the fact that you are, you're getting people, that you're acquiring buyers, you're getting people to invest money. No matter how you position it, no matter how you sell it, even if you are selling an ebook, just make it a super affordable ebook, right? But you want them to spend money with you. You want them to have that first transaction with you, because that's the difference between acquiring buyers and acquiring freebie seekers, acquiring people who are actually willing to invest in themselves, invest in like learning about a solution to a problem versus not, right? So you want to have some kind of transaction there on that initial page. But if you're losing money on that first transaction, the question, you know, then becomes, how do you make it profitable? Well, there's a term in online marketing called cart value. And what that is, it's a measure of the average amount of money that somebody spends when they do business with you. So for example, you know, McDonald's cost of a burger is X, but the cart value of a person who goes to McDonald's is bigger than X, because they don't just buy the burger. There's, you know, would you like fries with that? Or would you like a value meal? You know, would you like dessert? Would you like a, you know, all sorts of additional upsells that McDonald's can make to increase the cart value, right? Or you're going through the checkout line at the grocery store and you throw some gum and a magazine in your cart. Well, they just increased your cart value. And so your goal in a book funnel is to not just sell the initial book or have the initial, you know, get paid shipping and handling charges for the initial book, but to actually have a series of offers that make it that makes it so you make more than it costs to sell the book. So your goal is to acquire people, acquire new customers at better than break even. And so how do you do that? Well, there's a few different things that you've probably seen if you've gone through any kind of sales funnel online. So you make your initial purchase, and as you're checking out, oftentimes there's a little checkbox that says, would you also like this? And that's called an order form bump. And oftentimes that can be the difference between having, you know, losing money on the initial transaction or making money on the initial transaction. Sometimes, you know, you're just making up a little bit of your losses there. So you can have an order form bump where you offer, you know, you could offer the audiobook version, you could offer a, you know, bonus training video to go with it. You could offer all sorts of different things that are ways that you can slightly increase that initial transaction value on average, or slightly increase the cart value. So you're going to get a certain percentage of people, you know, 20, 30% of people who are saying, yeah, I'd also like that other thing because it makes sense. It seems to go with this, right? And then after that, then there are a series of one-time offers. Sometimes it's just one, sometimes it's more than one. But you can have a very common sequence of offers is, you know, there's the initial transaction with the order form bump, and then there's an upsell. And if they don't take that upsell, there's a downsell. And then if they did take the first upsell, there's another upsell. And so two total upsells and one downsell. The key here is to just kind of figure out what works for you, figure out what works for your business, figure out what's the logical next steps or additional value that people are going to be interested in. So if your book solves one problem, what's the next problem that's created simply by the fact that that first problem is solved? So a good example of that from marketing is, oh, you figure out how to do conversions better. So how do you get more traffic to come in, right? So you're looking for logical next steps or additional value that you can provide. But the whole thing here is there's an initial transaction, and you want to, you know, make that as psychologically easy as possible for someone to be interested in, to say yes to, and then offer something that's a little bit more that increases the initial transaction value, and then offer additional things to people who are wanting to go deeper, who are wanting to engage more, that give them more value, that give them a logical next step, and that increase the cart value, the amount of revenue that you're getting per average initial transaction. And the higher that cart value is relative to your cost of actually getting someone to make that first transaction, the more profitable you can be, and typically the more you can scale. So, you know, maybe your goal is profit on this, or maybe your goal is just acquiring as many people as possible. So if you have a high cart value, you can also go into more expensive traffic sources. So you can advertise in places that it might be harder to otherwise. So then how do you put all this together? Like how do you build out the funnel? Well, basically, it is a series of web pages, right? It's a series of sales pages. So there's the initial landing page. Maybe there's a page before this that you request their email or something like that. But typically, with a book funnel, you go straight to the landing page that is the book offer that's, you know, get this book for free. And then there's a shopping cart page or a order form checkout page. And sometimes that's even embedded in the initial sales page, or it's in a pop-up on the initial sales page. That seems to be what's working best right now. There's this landing page that you go and it's like, get this book for free, just pay shipping or whatever the offer is. Okay, I'm interested. I click. Oh, pop-up comes up, enter your shipping information first. That's typically how it's done. Okay, now what's your billing information so we can cover the shipping charge? Oh, and by the way, are you interested in this other thing? Yes, okay, go. Okay, that's great, awesome, we're processing your order. We're gonna get the book out to you. Now, I want you to know that, like, as you start to create the success that this book promises, you're gonna run into a new problem. And I actually have a next step for you here. Right? Or you're going to want more value. So I have a next step for you here. Are you interested in that? Yes. And this is really important. Your platform that you're using for this, it needs to store that payment information. It needs to hold open a transaction or hold open the authentication or authorization to charge the person's credit card, so that instead of them having to enter their information, at the next step and the next step and the next step, that they're able to click, yes, add this to my order, or no, thank you. And so on that first upsell, it's yes, add this to my order. Awesome. Then they're shown upsell two, which is, you know, something, an opportunity to go much deeper. Or, you know, if they click no, thank you. Oh, would you like this? That's a little bit less. Maybe you pull back a couple bonuses, something. Or, you know, there's a million other ways that you can approach this. If you offer more of a consulting business, maybe you don't even have additional offers after the book, but you do have some kind of exploratory call. You know, the next natural step for somebody who has just bought my book, at least if you fit these qualifications, is to perhaps talk to me regarding whatever XYZ program that I offer. And so I have an application here that you can fill out to request time on my calendar, and we can talk about how working with me might be a fit for you and your business. And so you don't have to follow this like in a dogmatic way, like, you know, the free book offer, upsell one, downsell one, upsell two, whatever. The whole point is this book is an awesome, awesome initial product to get someone to invest their first dollar with you, to spend their first dollar with you and your business. And when you use it that way, you can acquire a whole bunch of buyers who see you as credible because you're the author of the book. And then you just figure out how to make it work within the context of your business. Now, specifically, ClickFunnels is the 800-pound gorilla in this market in terms of building out funnels like this. And ClickFunnels is a great platform. Also, if you do want to stay, like if you have a WordPress website, you're running WooCommerce, if you want to stay in that ecosystem, I suppose is the right word. If you want to stay in that ecosystem, I've been experimenting recently with cart flows and really liking it. So there are options out there. The whole important thing is the ability to build a sequence of pages such that somebody is able to say yes to the first offer and submit their payment information. And then you're able to put additional offers that go back into that initial transaction and have all that work seamlessly. Now, there's a lot more that you could do in terms of going deep into how to build a book funnel or sales funnel really, we're just scratching the surface here and I'm almost 20 minutes into this episode. But the whole point is that this is something that's absolutely worth doing. It's very powerful as a tool for acquiring customers online. And it's a great way to build your business by being able to make offers out to cold traffic, to people who don't know you. And so what do you think? Are there any unanswered questions about building a book funnel here? Or do you just have takeaways, action items, you know, next steps that you're going to take regarding building a book funnel for yourself or for clients? Leave those in the comments with this episode. Also, let me know on a scale 1 to 10 how valuable you found this and why. Plus, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly. And subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value in these daily episodes of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I hope that I've delivered it here. And I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.